Of course, we're following that story out of Detroit this morning. A Nigerian man is in federal custody for allegedly trying to set off an incendiary device aboard a Northwest Airlines flight. He was thwarted in that attempt by passengers and crew who overpowered him. We're still learning the details of the story, but we are pretty confident that we can expect heightened security at airports around the world as a result this weekend. We're joined now by Douglas Laird. He was in charge of security for Northwest Airlines from 1989 to 1995. He's now president of Laird & Associates. That's an airline security consulting firm in Nevada. He joins us from Reno. Mr. Laird, thanks so much for being with us.
Good morning.
And what should we expect this weekend, airports around the world?
Confusion. People will try to improve security, but the truth of the matter is it's very difficult because we still do not have in place the proper technology.
Well, you believe very strongly that no half measures. I don't mean to put words in your mouth, but you have spoken forcefully in behalf of full body scans.
I think that's one thing that we have to do. There's no doubt whatsoever it's necessary, and within the industry in the security segment, it's been talked about for probably 20 years. The problem being that unless you do a body scan, you don't know what the person is hiding on their person. An example being this latest incident where they're talking about liquids and powders. Mm-hmm. If you put the liquid and powder, in, say, in a baggie and taped it to your leg, you could walk through the metal detector. It wouldn't be seen. And unless you did the sniffer test, for vapor particles, you wouldn't find it. So there's no way for the security people to find these items.
Some of the passengers on this jet that landed in Detroit, apparently it originated from Lagos.
Yes.
If they were changing planes in Amsterdam, they would have to go through the famous security there at Schiphol?
They would actually go through multiple layers of security because they were coming in from a country that doesn't meet the European standards in the true sense. They would be screened before they were allowed in the airport. And then because they're on American flag carrier, Delta, Northwest, they would be screened again at the checkpoint, at the gate, and then quarantined before they got on the flight. So there's multiple layers of security.
Mr. Laird, what would you say to millions of Americans and others who are going to be, I think we can fairly predict, huffing and puffing and getting impatient in long security lines today and this weekend, and particularly with the sensation that it's all for naught? Because, in fact, they stand in a line for a long time, but as this incident demonstrates, that doesn't necessarily lead to greater security.
I think you hit it right square on the head. I think it is for naught because, again, they don't have the right technology. I think the real issue is we should do what has to be done and move forward, and the TSA needs to do a better job of explaining people why we need body scans. And there's other technologies as well, but that's the key item. And, they've talked about using dogs, but the problem is if you seal it and cleanse it, if there's no vapors or particles escaping, a dog can't find it either. So, again, then there's the whole issue of hand-carried, whatever you bring in your hand-carried that goes through the X-ray machine. That technology, X-ray, advanced X-ray, whatever, is still not capable of finding what it is the screeners are looking for, to the degree it should. If you're looking for something, you want at least a 99.9% percentage chance that you're going to find what you're looking for. And unfortunately, X-ray machines at checkpoints just don't provide that quality.
Douglas Laird, president of Laird & Associates, a security firm, joining us from Reno. Thanks so much.
Thank you, sir.